Good morning, Rithin Chayodim Klau Mem Simendal. Now he says, "Im Tovu Yodav Shashavak Rabbis Bavasachas Ein Tzarich Niguv." Komakim Yesh Bamishum Miyus. So, like we mentioned, the purpose of Niguv is to remove any water which became tame, etc. The person uses a revius, so the water does not become tame. So there's no issue of touching the water which is tame onto the bread. So you're not worried about that possibility because the water is not tame. So there's no din Niguv. Because of the halacha of Atil Sadayim. But there is an union of Nigo because it's considered miyus. Wetting the bread would then make the bread undesirable to eat. So that would be considered Biza Eichlam. V'yesh Arnrim, Davka b'matvil in Tzarech Nigo, Abba b'not Revius, Afila Nosan al-Koyad Revius, Tzarech Nigo. There's an opinion which says that this halacha, that there's no halacha of niguv, is only referring specifically to a case of tevilas yadayim. But netilas yadayim, even when a person washes with a revius, Chazal still required a niguv as part of the tahara process. Okay. Mishabura comes out that this is the opinion of most of the Akronim, that most of the Akronim hold, Chayyara presents the first opinion, that there's no need for niguv as the primary opinion, and there's some who say that you do need niguv, that you have to dry your hands. Mishabur says it's really the other way around. The majority of opinions hold that you do need to dry your hands, and it's the minority opinion that you don't. Fine. V'imlebir kadam ha-niguv, safek im yivorach la'achar ha-niguv kadam ha-moitzi. So now, we mentioned before, how do we say this bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? It seems to be done in the wrong time. So we gave two answers. One is that this is an exception, and we can say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, a bracha of the mitzvah, after the mitzvah. Or, alternatively, we said that since the niguv was a necessary part of the process, so therefore, as long as you're saying it before the niguv, you're still during the process, that's okay. That's considered the appropriate time to say the bracha. So now the difference between these two opinions would be if you dried your hands already. If a person dried his hands already, and the reason why you're allowed to say the bracha is because you haven't dried you have not finished the mitzvah yet. So now it's too late. You already dried your hands. If the reason why we say the bracha is because we hold this is an exception. You can say the bracha after the mitzvah as well. So even after one dried their hands, they'd still be able to say the bracha. So the Chayyadim leaves it as a question whether a person can say a bracha in that situation. The Mishabura, however, disagrees. Mishabura says if a person forgot to say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim before the niguv, he could say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim after one has dried one's hands. It means he's following the opinion that that Al Netilas Yadayim is an exception to the rule, and a person can say the bracha afterwards. We did point out, according to the Nod of Yehuda, there still is a din of hefsek. This is very relevant when a person is washing one's hands, that a person should not talk from the time the person starts washing one's hands until after the bracha. There's a fascinating idea in the Nod of Yehuda, that the Nod of Yehuda says that the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch actually points out, and the Magen Avraham follows that, that Mikra din, if a person speaks between washing one's hands, after they made the bracha and they dried their hands, until Hamotzi, there's no halach of hefsek, there's a halach of hesek adas. You can't get involved in something else because you're going to forget to keep your thoughts on keeping your hands clean. During the meal, because you're eating, by virtue of the fact that you're eating, there's always like a subconscious level awareness of your hands being clean. In between this in-between stage, we don't want you getting involved in conversations. You're going to lose your focus, and thereby, possibly your hands will become tame. But if a person did speak during that time, he does not need to wash again. He does not need to say a bracha for sure. However, speaking while you're washing until you make the bracha is a hefsek in the bracha. So people are very careful to not speak between the time you finish washing and hamotzi. And people do speak while they're washing their hands between the washing and the bracha. So he says this comes out to be almost the exact opposite of the halacha. What's required by halacha is you should not speak between the washing and the bracha. And it's okay to speak between the bracha and the hamotzi. Not that it's okay lechatchila, but b'diavad, if a person did speak, it's not ma'akev, unless a person got involved in a significant conversation. The last point the Chayyim says, l'achash shibir chamoitzi, in mevorach l'chul yam. If a person said hamoitzi already, he does not say al-tisadim anymore. Now, what about the following scenario? Mishabura talks about one interesting case, which is mentioned over here in the Piskei Mishabura. A person had not dried his hands. So let's say a situation where one person is being moitzi, everybody else, and one person is still washing. So he has not said al-natil-sidayim yet. He could actually say al-natil-sidayim after the ha-moitzi, before he eats, because that's considered tzarech asura. Since he hasn't dried his hands yet, he still can say the bracha, and then eat from the moitzi that the one who was moitzi him already had said. Have a good day.